Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhirendra Tiwari from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 3Q FY23 post-result conference call of Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited. We are pleased to have with us Mr. K. Srinivasan, the Managing Director, and Mr. Suhas Kolhatkar, the CFO of the company. Before we start, let me congratulate the entire management for strong performance over the past many quarters despite adverse external environment. Now I invite Mr. Srinivasan to give initial remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you and good evening to all of you. Before we start, can I request my colleague, Jitendra Shah, to read out the safe harbor clause, please.
Yeah. Thank you. Good evening to all. The discussion on the financial results during the earnings call and the presentation uploaded on the website of the company may contain statements relating to future business developments and economic performance that could constitute forward-looking statements. While these forward-looking statements represent the company's judgments and future expectations, a number of factors could cause actual developments and results to differ materially from expectations. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly revise any forward-looking statements to reflect future events or circumstances. Further, investors are requested to exercise their own judgments in assessing various risks associated with the company and also the effectiveness of the measures which taken by the company in tackling them, as indicated during the discussions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jitendra, and good evening to you all once again. I'm sorry that we are having a call so late in the day, but being a holiday tomorrow, I think we need to get it through today. Let me at the outset start by wishing you all a very happy new year. The year FY23 has been so far going to plan. Sales YTD is about 41% higher than what it was the previous year, led by strong growth in exports. Execution during Q3, which is generally a short quarter with many holidays, was stepped up to meet the customer needs, particularly of gas packages. Both availability and price of inputs was steady, allowing for smooth execution of orders. The general business environment of the company looks stable in what is generally being seen as a bunny world, brittle, anxious, nonlinear, incomprehensible world. We are generally seeing a very steady state of business. Sales YTD was at 880 crores as compared to 623 crores of the previous year, a growth of over 41%. This was largely driven by gas package shipments to the MENA region. Profit before tax grew from 41 crores to 101 crores, a growth of 147%. All the businesses, air, refrigeration, and gas were to plan. Export sales in the first nine months was at 152 crores, was nearly seven times what we had done the previous year. This was some kind of a record. We expect to do about 170 crores during the full year. The cooling down of the gas prices in Europe on the back of a moderate winter and significant stock of gas means an easing in the rush to implement new gas projects in the MENA region. This has meant that the order finalizations are now taking longer than what it was in the first two quarters. The overall order bank improved to rupees 1,300 crores plus compared to the 1,200 crores, even with this stepped up execution that we are doing now. We have committed on a CapEx spend so far of about 48-49 crores as against the overall plan for the year of about 60 crores, and we expect to complete this during the course of the year. This, when completed, will give us the capacity and capability to meet the next year's ambitious budgets. Let's discuss the product business based on the product lines. The air compressor business continued to grow strongly and in delivering superior solution to various niche applications. The standard off-the-shelf stock-and-sell compressor sales continued to grow, albeit at a slower pace. The centrifugal compressor packages have been selling well, and it's also encouraging with demand coming in particularly from the accelerating investments in the various PLI projects. We are seeing the first sign of export picking up in the air compressor business with a strong inquiry pipeline, and we hope to see this converting into orders as we go forward. Refrigeration and compression systems. There was a strong revival of compressor demand from the cold chain, ice plants, food processing, etc. However, the shipment of large compression packages, particularly to the Middle East, was delayed due to protracted inspection and approval process. We will complete this project in January, February. We have finalized a few large package orders for execution in F24 in the refinery space, and this bodes well for our execution for the next year. The Kearney screw compressor for refrigeration is now being scaled up, and we believe will quickly become the preferred choice for the dairy, pharma, and the food processing industry. We are putting in more models in this space, and so we expect this to give volumes by F24. Process gas compression systems. We completed the installation of two large packages at site in the Middle East region during the quarter. This is a good achievement, having them both done in a difficult environment. We also dispatched yet another large package to the MENA region. With this, our credibility as a reliable and efficient supplier of gas packages for the MENA region is well established. We hope to benefit from this in finalizing various offers under discussion/negotiation. We are strengthening our marketing team to reach more geographies for this range of offerings. The dispatch of CNG packages continues to be sluggish, though we see indications that this could pick up in Q4 with the declining price of gas in the global market. We commenced shipment of our Kalana range of booster compressors. As we speak, we're shipping two more this month, so this is getting into a volume growth as we see going forward. This is clearly a best-in-class offering, and we should be able to scale up in F24. The oil and gas business is globally in a flux, and things could get better in F24. However, the long-term prospect in this space remains undiminished. The O&M services business is growing, with some of the older installations of other suppliers being offered to us. This is a positive development as we see, and clearly it's a testimony to our reputation as one of the finest operators of O&M in this space. Payment from gas companies are also improving, which will give some relief to us in terms of the working capital management. Outlook for Q4, the moderating gas price should once again revive CNG installation pace. We expect to finalize more orders in the overseas market. We continue to have strong order inquiries, and this bodes well for the future. We will benefit also from a larger range of products that we have brought to the market during this year. We are confident that we'll be able to maintain our growth momentum and remain committed to meet our aspirational target of being a 2,000 crore company in the next 2 years. We now request Suhas to take it forward from here. Suhas, it's yours.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A very happy new year to all of you. I hope you were able to go through the results which were posted a little while ago on the BSE after the conclusion of the board meeting. We also, as usual, uploaded a presentation on the trends of Q3 results on our company's website. I don't know whether you have been able to go through that, but do visit that. However, for the benefit of those who probably did not get a chance to have a look at these presentations and the results, let me summarize the results for Q3 and the quarter ended Q3 of FY23. Before I touch upon the various elements of the financial performance, three quick highlights. We achieved export sales, as Mr. Srinivasan said, over 152 crores, having done about 86 crores in the first half, we did another 60-65 crores in Q3. This is the highest ever export performance by the company driven by the overseas oil and gas sector. Q3 PBT, YTD Q3 PBT, crossed 100 crores mark. This almost represents 89% of our annual PBT of the FY22. Again, for the first time in 9 months, we have crossed 100 crores mark. And the order board has crossed 1,300 crores. Despite even after executing sales worth about 880 crores. I'll now turn to the business results for quarter three and the period ended as on 31st December 2022. Sales for the quarter Q3 were 312 crores against 227 crores. So there has been a growth of 37% YOY. Sales of quarter three also showed a modest growth over quarter two sales as well. With other income remaining more or less same at about 8 crores in the current year and the previous year, YTD December 22 total income was 888 crores compared to 631 crores in the previous year, a 41% growth over previous year. Rising input costs which were witnessed in the first quarter and the mix of the project and the product, which remained at about 60% in favor of project and 40% in product, gave an overall push the overall material cost to about 56.8% for the 9 months ended, compared to 54.2% of the previous year. It is marginally lower compared to H1, where we had close to 57% material cost. ERE was, for all the quarters, remained more or less same, around 35 crores. YTD Q3 ERE at rupees 108 crores represents 12.1% of the total income, compared to 96 crores of the previous year, or 15.2% of the total income in the previous year. At this juncture, I would like to state that company has a net cash position of over 200 crores as on 1st January 2023. We have no borrowing. You may observe that during the past 1 year, the company incurred capex of over 90 crores, paid dividend close to over 25 crores, and also repaid the loan at the end of the last quarter of the last financial year to the tune of 40 crores. Depreciation is in line with the previous year and the additions to assets. Other expenses are, you know, mix of fixed and variable costs and are 17.4% of the total income compared to 20.3% of the previous year. So there has been a significant drop, almost to the tune of 3%. There is no significant variation in the level during the current quarters, except that the normal level of pre-COVID expenses are being incurred. EBITDA in quarter three improved to 16.6% compared to 10.5% in the previous year. This was mainly on account of growth in sales and control on other expenses despite rise in material cost and ERE. YTD December 22 EBITDA also improved to 14.2% from 11.1% in the previous year. PBT for the quarter three was 43.6 crores. Higher at 13.9% compared to 6.8% in quarter three of the previous year, when it stood at 15.6 crores. YTD PBT also crossed, as was highlighted initially, 100 crores mark, represents 11.4% compared to 41 crores, representing 6.5% in the previous year. This is equal to 180% growth over the previous year for quarter three and 147% growth in YTD PBT. We have done the necessary tax provision and the PAT rose to 76.3 crores and stood at 8.6% compared to 30.6 crores in the previous year when it was about 4.8%, representing growth of over close to 550%. Company issued 172,900 equity shares during the period ended 31st December under its employee stock option program, Consequently, the paid-up share capital increased to 12.92 crores compared to 12.89 crores at the beginning of the year. Basic EPS improved to 11.83 per share compared to 4.74 rupees in the previous year. This is our YTD EPS. The board has declared an interim dividend of 2 rupees 50 paisa per share on 2 rupees paid-up share, which represents 125% as against 80% in the previous year. With 95% of the revenue coming from the compression segment, it remains the only reportable segment. The segment earned a profit of about 20% in the current year, in the current quarter, significantly higher than the previous year when it was at 14.9%. YTD segment results show 17.9% a growth of over 15% of the previous year, and is directionally set to achieve previous annual trends of around 18 to 19%. Company has order board of, as talked about, close to 1,300 crores plus as against 1,200 crores, which was there at the end of the previous quarter. While segment assets more or less remained at the same level despite the rise in volume, current liabilities were reduced, resulting in the rise in capital employed. As indicated earlier, during the quarter, about 50% business was projects and balance came from the products. In H1, however, was tilted in favor of project business, having 65% share. So I thought this gives the overall picture of the sales composition, the sales mix, the product, the orders in hand, the profitability, and some sense on the liquidity of the company. So that's it from our side. We are now, is there any questions? We are willing to answer the same.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin for the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shivam from NorthTech. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And sir, I just want to know that can you give the bifurcation of margins in domestic and export? I just missed if you mentioned.
We didn't have the numbers put out yet. Like we said, it's early days. The first package that we did during the first quarter that we mentioned was at a significantly lower margin. All we can leave at the moment is that by and large, the margin both in domestic and export is around the same if you leave out the first quarter order.
Okay, okay. And sir, and can you just elaborate, like you have got a fantastic top line this quarter. Can you just elaborate from like a 9 months point of view that from which sectors are you seeing a good demand in air compressors?
See, we have been always saying that the split between the three would roughly be in the range of about 25 from air, about 30 to 35 from refrigeration, and about 40 to 45 from gas. What has happened this year in the first 9 months, the gas business has almost gone to about 50%. Consequently, it has taken away about 5% from both the air and the refrigeration business. This is only a snapshot number. We still believe the general trend is what will play out on a longer term basis.
Okay, okay. And so can you highlight any points on the opportunity size that we can have? Like I'm not talking about the 2000 crore numbers that you have given that you will achieve in the next year or two. Like in terms of the total market size, the opportunity size that we have in the specific area that we cover.
I think we have put it out several times. See, the compressors and compression system business is pretty large. Global market size, if you include everything in.
Hello.
The opportunity is huge.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Sir, we lost your audio for the last few seconds.
I'll repeat it. We have said about the market size several times. The compressor compression system market globally is very large. If you include the comfort air conditioning as well, this business is over $80 billion in size. The opportunity is big, so what we seek to address is a very small part of it. So the market opportunity is not a constraint.
Okay, okay. And sir, are we also looking, can you give us some guidance that will we be able to increase the margins also? Like you have given the guidance for a 2,000 crore revenue. Can you give a guidance of margins also, or the margin will pretty much remain the stable?
I think Mr. Suhas Kulakar had clarified that our margin directionally will move towards 18-19% as a company. The compression segment as it is delivering near 18%, and we expect that it will move towards this 18-19% on a short term. Medium and longer term, obviously, our target is to take it towards 20%.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhavan Shah from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations for the strong operational quarter. So first of all, my question is on the order book number. So, you know, this quarter, the order book is more than 1,300 crore plus versus the 1,200 crore plus in the last quarter. So, in the segment-wise, can you please share, which segment has registered the higher inflows during the quarter?
The order book is about 1,300 crores, and as of today, the general direction of what we said is what it will go towards. That is, we are seeing more order coming in refrigeration and other segments, so that it will compensate for whatever little change that we had between the gas and the other segments. So by and large, like I said, we will still say that the long term, it will play out the same way as we have been saying.
Right, right. But this quarter is more towards the gas side in terms of order flows, or is there any other surprise?
There is no dramatic change in these percentages, and I'm being careful about giving out these numbers because it's a very competitive business. So by and large, it's in the same space. There's nothing different that has happened.
And in terms of the order outlook, can you please share your thoughts, for both domestic as well as the overseas market, how is the overall environment in terms of the order flows across all three segments? And how do you see, you know, the order book numbers growth maybe for FY24? If you can share.
See, like I said, the finalization of inquiries has slowed down, which means we have passed the crisis point where they are quickly finalizing orders, particularly on the gas space. So there is a bit of a stabilization of the market, so there is no rush to finalize orders. The general inquiry flow is pretty strong. There is no recession or anything, but there is a general slowing down about this quick finalization. So we will see a more steady order flow.
In export market.
Yeah, in export market particularly. In domestic, it has always been fairly long cycle order finalization. That continues. There is no big change in the order inflow or the order visibility.
Okay. Okay. And the last one is on the margins front. So, you know, we have seen the strong operational margin for the core segment. So, is that mainly because of the product mix changes, or we have also seen, you know, the reduction in the other cost? So any exceptional thing into that part, if you can share? And the margin, the 20-odd% margin, do you foresee that this will be a sustainable margin?
See, generally, when the mix, the sales mix changes in favor of product, your margins improve because there's a lot of value addition inside the factory. Now, when I said in my briefing that during the last quarter, about 50% business was from project and 50% from the project, from the products, which was more in favor of projects in the earlier quarters or in H1. Now, with higher products contribution to the tune of 50%, the margins improved to 20%. If you look at our directions particularly, and that 20% I was talking about our segment margins, which is represents anyway 95% of our business. Overall, if you look at annually, we have been delivering about 18%-19% in that segment. And directionally, we are close to that level when we, at the end of 9 months, we are actually close to 18%. So that is where the trend would be. And we would go close to whatever we have delivered in the earlier years.
Got it. And sir, what is the margin differentiation between product and project business?
See, we don't directly track that, but overall, you know, if you look at 20% coming when the product business was more and about 18% was coming in while the project business was more, you can, you know, generally assign that product differentiation and the margin differentiation.
Sure. And these quarter, the other cost was lower. So any reason for that?
Other costs were lower because, you know, these you have a very standard format in which the results are required to be declared. The expenses, the other expense also includes some subcon charges, which are essentially a packaging charges. So if the project business is lower, your other costs will also come down. So there is an element of some variable costs included in the total other expenses. That is what I said, that other expenses have got a mix of both fixed and variable expenses. So with the product sales improving to 50% in the quarter, the other expenses are lower than the previous quarter.
Got it. Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suraj Navandar from Sampada Investors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. All my questions have been answered. Just one question. Any update on listing on NSE?
As far as the NSE is concerned, we have made our application. I believe the process takes time, so it could take anywhere between 3 to 4 months. Let's see how it plays out.
All right. Thank you, sir. And congratulations on a good set of numbers. All the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mihir Manohar from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving the opportunity. And first of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers, both on the revenue and the margins front. Largely, sir, I wanted to understand, I mean, you know, you made a comment at the start with reference to air compressors on the export side, that you are seeing the first sign of pickup happening on the air compressor side on the export thing. So I mean, just wanted to understand, you know, I mean, what is our right to win here? I mean, I understand that we are good on the gas export side, but how would the gas air compression pan out for us? What are the steps that we are taking in? Have you any new appointments or any tie-ups that we are making? And, you know, which geographies are driving this demand? And what could be the potential business which could be there from the exports air compression side over the next 2 to 3 years for us? So just wanted to understand around that. And my second question was on the gas space side. Now with Grid Parity Committee recommendations coming in and more stabilization coming in the sector, so how are you seeing the pickup happening once again on this particular space? So any color around that would be helpful. Yeah, thanks.
Well, as far as the air compressor business is concerned, like we have been saying earlier, this is considered what is called a local business. We need to be present locally in the markets that we seek to address. Our target would be to look at only what we call as package air compressors for specific applications. So these would not be the standard air compressors sold through distribution like would be with other Indian exporters. We are primarily looking at application-specific packages. These would be, unit values would be higher and they would be much fewer in number. So that's what we're looking at. That is where the inquiries are what we're quoting for, and we expect to finalize more of them. At the moment, our business in air compressor export is almost negligible, and we expect with this that it will pick up. We will talk about the numbers as it goes forward, but we are seeing the first signs of a model in this business working out.
Sure, sure. So, and just to understand, as you know, which geography is driving the demand on the air compressor side? And
all this would be near markets, Southeast Asia, Middle East.
Southeast Asia, sure, sure.
It is in Africa, of course, yeah.
Sure, sure. And if I can understand, what is driving it? Is it China plus one or is it like industrial production picking up in those countries? What is happening driving the demand?
We are too small for those kind of big trends. These are basically very specific application requirements where there are specific applications where we have a very cost-effective solution. So like I said, we are not talking about the standard stock and sell distribution kind of product. These are application-specific solutions, targeted customers.
Sure.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Alisha Mahawla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for taking my question. So, just with respect to your order book, while it has increased from Q2 to about 1,300 odd crores right now, from the start of the year, it is largely where we were. And you did allude to some amount of slowdown or delay in terms of conversion of inquiries. In light of that, how are we, what is our expectation of growth for the next year?
That's a tough question. See, the there is a confidence coming out of the order bank. There is also, like you said, yes, our aspiration for growth is much higher than the kind of growth we are seeing in the order bank. So we need to find quicker finalization and quicker execution. So our growth aspiration remains. We have put out a number saying that we would like to be a 2,000 crore company in 2 years, and so we have to get there. And we are working on it. So as we always keep saying, visibility for the next 4 to 6 quarters is going to be quarter on quarter. We'll have to come back and tell you how we do quarter on quarter.
So if we get an order today, it will still take us at least 2 to 3 quarters to execute it. So what we're seeing the order book right now would give us visibility for 3 quarters, or is the execution longer?
For our growth aspiration, the ideal thing we would like to see is to have an order bank of at least about 1,500 to 1,600 crores. We are short of that. But having said it, I must also say partly this is coming from our ability to execute better now. We have to look at it in that terms that we can today do it in a shorter cycle compared to what we were doing earlier. So to that extent, even a 1,300 crore order bank to start with would still meet our growth aspiration as long as we can get the flow going. As of now, the inflow of inquiries is strong enough to give us the confidence that we will meet our growth aspiration.
So, and is the current order book also more product heavy versus package heavy that is currently being witnessed in the revenue?
No, this is a normal mix that we have, very roughly 60-40, that's where it is, and we have significant project orders that is giving us the visibility, particularly in the refrigeration space, and we expect that the split to remain around 60-40.
And just one last clarification, the execution for projects would on relative basis be more than for products?
Yeah, see, the larger projects take anywhere between 8 months and above. The shorter projects we do it in about 4 to 6 months. So we have a mix of projects that is coming in. When we talk of projects, again, I must clarify, we always talk in terms of packages. We don't actually go and do site work as per se. We send them as pre-tested, proven packages on skids. They are only installed at site.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Amit Shah from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question was on the of the total order backlog of 1,300 odd crores, how much orders would be from the export market? What would be the proportion of export orders?
Roughly less than 100 crores would be on the export side. Export is fairly small. We would have finished most of the orders by the end of the year. So, but we are, like I said, in discussion with a couple of more big requirements, and we'll see how it plays out.
Okay. Sir, our target was to reach somewhere around about 20-25% of revenue contribution from exports. Can we expect a similar sort of a contribution in FY24? Do we expect that particular target to be achieved, or do we believe that, you know, exports is likely, given that the order backlog currently is likely on a lower end, it would be slightly difficult for us to reach that particular target.
We will not reach 25% of sales numbers from export next year. It will be definitely lower. We will have to work towards getting there, because like if you do, most of our exports is even today predominantly coming from packages, which makes it lumpy, which makes it difficult to do a year-on-year growth. We will work towards getting it into a mix of packages and products, which will allow us to have a far more smoother export market.
So my next question was on the booster compressor side of the business, where we were planning to introduce booster compressors. So what is the status of that, and have we received any orders or inquiries on the booster compressor side?
We have received orders. I was in a say opening comment, I did mention we have installed two of them already working, couple of more going out this month as we speak. So there is a happy establishment of this product with customers who see a big difference between what we offer to what is in the market. Big orders are being negotiated. The challenge in this space remains that the overall availability of gas being what it is, the number of packages and orders finalized in the year has been very, very small. So to that extent, it is not scaling up as quickly as we expected. But hopefully it should start scaling up from next year.
And sir, on the Keone screw compressor, right, that is another product that we were quite optimistic about, where India is dependent too much on the imports. So how is that particular product portfolio shaping up? So if you can just...
So this product, what we did was we launched one model out of it. Now, to get the full range in place, we need to have at least 9 models ready. We will be in a larger range in the next couple of quarters. So the full 9 models will be ready only by the end of the year, but we are scaling up. The key thing in this product is it has passed all the IPs, we've got all the IP registrations done, it has finished the life cycle testing, which means it has to run for a few thousand hours at site, and that has all come out in flying colors. So as we speak, it's being launched at various places across India. So the scale-up, the early days of scale-up is complete. So now we will have to get into a more rapid scale-up across various markets and geographies where they get into installations and projects on a regular basis. And then as the number of models start going up, the numbers will also go up and the volumes will go up. This is a 800 to 1,000 compressor market. We expect to get to a significant number only from the next year. This year we will still have good numbers, but not very big numbers.
And sir, what would be the pricing of this particular product on an average? What would be the realization that we receive on the Keone screw compressors? And what kind of numbers can be delivered from next year onwards once we introduce these 9 models? So what is the kind of contribution?
These are early days. See, we do two things. One is we offer what is called as bare shaft compressors.
Yeah.
The OEs eventually make them into packages. Now, at the moment, initially, we are only offering bare shaft compressors to our package customers who build the packages. We also expect some of the critical applications, like in food processing and in pharma, they would expect us to build these smaller packages. So the market can be anywhere between 100 to a 300 crore market size. So we will take it step by step.
Sure, sir. Thanks for answering the question, and all the best to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Pareen Gala from Sage One. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So two questions. One was that couple of months back, when you hosted investors at your factory, you showcased certain products for the defense sector. Just wanted to understand, do we see this particular, this sector as strategic, and you think that it can contribute meaningfully over the next 2-3 years?
See, defense is a feast or famine kind of a business. We have periods of good orders. We have periods of very limited order. So we always underplay the opportunity in this. It has been very visible during this year for various discussions, etc. But actual orders that we have executed is about the same as what we have done in the previous years. We do it in all the three spaces. We do it in the refrigeration business, primarily getting into HVAC for ships. We do it in the air compressor business where actually it's for air handling in the ground level for various aircraft, etc. And we do it also a little bit in the transmission side for the transmission lines for tanks and other things. It is a business that we don't talk too much about because it is a very restricted small business as far as the opportunity is concerned. We will leave it at that for the time being.
Sure. And so the second question is, again, during that interaction, you had mentioned, you know, a couple of inorganic opportunities or some joint ventures with other peer companies and all. You know, I mean, just asking that, would inorganic growth be a important strategy to reach that 2,000 crore mark? Is anything fructifying or anything on the table?
It's a difficult question to answer because inorganic is something we continuously look at. It must meet a couple of criteria. One, it must enhance our value chain and our offering. Two, it must be something which can be a differentiator as far as we are concerned in terms of taking our current offerings to market. We continuously look for it and we can announce it only when it happens. At the moment, it's all difficult to announce till it really is done.
But would we be in discussion, sir, just for this one?
Again, difficult to answer this, right? So all of us have NDAs and all kinds of things. So as a strategy, like we said, there are three legs of our strategy: organic growth in our existing business by enhancing geographies, innovative growth by creating new products and solutions, inorganic growth by enhancing value chain as well as enhancing market presence. So all three legs of strategies are active and we will announce inorganic only when it happens. Otherwise, we are bound by non-disclosures, etc.
Sure, sir. Understand. Thank you so much. Good luck, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Shah for his closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the call, and I would also like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Sir, would you like to make any closing remarks before we close the call?
Only wanted to say thanks to all of you because I know it's a late day, and wish you all well for the year ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.